KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:07, we have cloudy skies and 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to become partly cloudy today with a high near 70, winds southeast, shifting to the west at 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting at times to near 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Cass County Board of Supervisors Tuesday morning approved by a vote of 3-2 a bond council agreement with Ehlers Cooney, bond council. Supervisors Hartkoff and Pettinger voted against the agreement. On a related note, the board passed by a vote of 3-2 with Hartkoff and Pettinger, the lone nay votes, a resolution setting October 29th at 9 a.m. as the date and time for a public hearing on a revised proposition to authorize a loan agreement not to exceed $2 million and the issuance of notes. The bonds would be used to pay for the addition of radios and construction or addition of a radio tower to increase the area of coverage for law enforcement and emergency communications through the ISIC system, as we've explained to you before. Originally, it was proposed the bond asking would not be in excess of $3 million, but the board felt $2 million would be enough to cover any contingencies. Board member Steve Green on the origin of the $3.5 million figure.
Well, that's where things were at on previous negotiations, and then we put an extra half in there so we'd have some place. We had authorization in case pricing changed. Our true number is going to be
1.7
something.
Board member John Hartkoff asked, how quickly will this technology be taken out? He said he thinks it'll be obsolete and the future will not likely be emergency communications by radio, even if it is digital. He said it'll be something along the lines of a cell phone. Elsewhere in his report to the board, Cass County Conservation Director Michael Lee said it's been a super busy year at Cold Springs State Park.
I was just looking at our fiscal year camping receipts so far, and we brought in around $9,000 already this fiscal year, which generally we're around the 10 to 12 for the entire calendar year, so we're way ahead of schedule.
That's just since July 1,
That's
right?
Just from July 1, yeah. So we're doing really well. It's been, like I was telling Steve, it hasn't been that we've necessarily been full every weekend or whatnot, but we've just had people there constantly. We rarely have had a day where there's not folks camping.
He said that they installed new playground equipment this past September, including spring toys. The teeter-totters, though, and metal slide were removed at the suggestion of the Iowa State Association of Counties representatives because they are safety issues, as metal slides can cause burns and teeter-totters can cause lower body and spine issues when they hit the ground. Rubber curbing and pea gravel has been installed in the area to help prevent fall injuries around the play equipment. The campground at Cold Springs will be closed at the end of October. Micah spoke also about the T-Bone Trail, but because of certain ongoing discussions, he said there wasn't really much you could say publicly.
T-Bone Trail, brush removal along the trail. We have some concrete work that I'm hoping will still get done before it gets too cold. Patching work and bridge approaches that need to be replaced. Not a whole lot else to report on the goings there. We have some meetings coming up to see where we're at, future of the trail and other things.
County Engineer Trent Wolkin said his crews are still working on installing a box culvert on Indian Creek Road north of Highway 6, and their regular road maintenance continues. The Creston Police Department reports two men were arrested on separate charges Tuesday. Authorities say 35-year-old Michael Eugene Matherly of Casey was arrested around 4:05 p.m. on three failure-to-appear warrants. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $3,500 cash-only bond. And 34-year-old Andres Pena of Creston was arrested around 9:40 p.m. Tuesday for public intoxication. Pena was later released on a promise to appear in court. A motorist, distracted by their backseat dog, ran into the back of a car Tuesday evening. According to Creston police, a 2011 Toyota Corolla driven by 33-year-old Rachel Campbell of Creston was traveling west on Highway 34 at around 6:20 p.m. and approaching the intersection controlled by stoplights at around a 2015 Toyota Tacoma. Pickup driven by 75-year-old Minnie Marie Pino of Creston was also westbound on 34 when Pino was distracted by her dog. When she failed to see the stopped car in front of her, Pino's pickup struck the rear of the Toyota, causing significant front-end damage to the pickup, which was towed from the scene. The car was able to be driven following the accident. No citations were issued. Officials at the Adams County Sheriff's Office report four recent arrests. The arrests took place last Saturday. And that include three of them. The 53-year-old Scott Perrin of Corning was arrested for OWI first offense at Highway 34 and Kentucky Avenue at around 12:35 a.m. Perrin was transported to the Adams County Jail and held on a $1,000 bond. and 38-year-old Mindy Marie Knapp of Red Oak, along with 32-year-old Christopher John Hazen of Council Bluffs, were arrested Saturday in the 2500 block of Elm Avenue in connection with the burglary. Authorities say Knapp and Hazen were both charged with burglary in the third degree and criminal mischief in the fourth degree. They were also cited for trespassing. Knapp and Hazen were transported to the Adams County Jail. And on October 8th, Adams County deputies arrested 38-year-old David Christopher Yazell of Corning on an active warrant for four counts of failure to appear in court. He was transported to the Adams County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. That is our check of our news this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.